been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
It is a 12-8, the final score. Royals beat up St. Louis and take game one of the Kansas City portion of the I-70 series. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I'm curious how we're celebrating this one tonight. Because beating the Cardinals is the headline, right? Sending Adam Wainwright into some real self-reflection is the headline, right? Just talking with some Royals fans on my way up to the studio. Just talking with some Royals fans about this win. I ask, do you read into any of the performances? What stands out to you tonight? What are you going to be talking about on the way home? And all of them, to a man, said, it's about beating St. Louis. It's about reaching out to my Cardinals fan friends and talking some mess. Is that the move? Even though we got one game remaining, Cole Reagans and Steven Matz going at it tomorrow with a win tomorrow, the Royals will claim the I-70 series for the first time since 2016. So how do we celebrate this one tonight? Because again, I think beating the Redbirds is the headline. Let me know. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If that's not the headline, well, then the stars are the headline. Bobby Witt Jr. with his 21st home run of the season. Salvador Perez with his 12th career four-hit game. Four other Royals with multiple hit nights, and then Matt Duffy just being the consummate pro. Struggles early on, stays in the fights, and maybe wins the game for you, robbing St. Louis of a pair of runs in the eighth inning, and then he drives in a pair of runs later on in that eighth inning. Matt Duffy responsible for a four-run swing. Royals win by four. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I want to know how we're celebrating this one tonight, unless I'm reading it wrong. Unless there's something that transpired in this game that made you come away thinking something different. Did Nelson Velasquez, in his first start since the trade over from the Chicago Cubs, did he intrigue you? Did you see something from Bobby or Salvi that you didn't know they could do, that you didn't know was inside of them? To me, no. Bobby continues to be a stud. Mikel Garcia continues to be a stud. MJ Melendez with another extra base hit. Salvador Perez drives in four. Now, your bats were big. Adam Wainwright, that was... Well, maybe I'm going to expose myself as a baseball fan first and foremost. That was tough to watch. It was tough to watch a future Hall of Famer, a guy that I believe is a future Hall of Famer, tough to watch him throw BP up there. I mean, the home run that Velasquez hit was an 87-mile-per-hour fastball right in the middle of the plate. Now, credit to Velasquez, he didn't miss it. He sent it 411 feet. The home run that Bobby Witt Jr. hit looked like a ceremonial first pitch. It looked like Josh Klingler's first pitch from last season. Bobby destroys it for his 21st. And then they play the Curb Your Enthusiasm music as Adam Wainwright likely leaves the Kauffman Stadium mound for the final time. I thought that was a little cold-blooded. But maybe I don't understand the disdain that some of you have for the birds on the bat. The hatred that some of you have for that Cardinals ball club. Listen, I'm not a Cardinals fan. I don't hate them. I respect Wainwright and Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. I respect Hall of Famers. So, yeah, that was tough to watch. But I'm interested, how are we celebrating Kansas City? Are we just turning the page, calling it a nice night? Or are you reaching out, sending some goofy memes to the Cardinal fan in your life? Let me know. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals take game one of this short two-game set with the Redbirds. 12-8 the final score. We get to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, all right, I'll pick it up from there. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, listen, Velasquez had, what, one hit in 26 at-bats down in Omaha? Shows up to the big leagues and says, all right, this is more my speed. Let me get nice in my first at-bat and take Adam Wainwright Bridge. First ever AB against Waino. Second ever pitch he's seen against Waino. Takes him deep for his first home run in his first at-bat with the boys in blue. He becomes the fifth player in franchise history to homer in his first plate appearance. The first since Lucas Duda on opening day back in 2018. I'll never forget that. Now, 2018, Moose came back and Eske came back, but there's no Kane. There's no Hosmer. You're wondering, oh boy, is this, you know, how rough is this season going to be? And then first inning, Lucas Duda takes, I believe it was James Shields deep, and you're thinking, okay, maybe we still got a squad here. And we didn't, but it felt good for a while there. Yeah, Velasquez later on in the game would hit a one-out single. So nice little debut for the 24-year-old. Now he's in the starting lineup as Drew Waters tends to a death in the family. Condolences to him and his family, of course. But Nelson Velasquez, I believe, is what, 3 days older than Drew Waters. And I know I talk about Drew Waters like he is one of those young, unproven position players. Now, Drew Waters, to me, is right there with Michael Massey as far as a guy that can completely change the calculus for this organization this offseason. Massey, by the way, goes 1-for-5 with a double. Since the All-Star break, Mass is hitting for an OPS of 785 with an above-average glove, playing up the middle. I'll take a 785 OPS from Michael Massey, and that's over now about a month of baseball. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Thanks to our sponsor, Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long. So I'm asking, how are we celebrating this one after taking care of the Cardinals, after putting yourself in position to win the I-70 series for the first time in 7 years? How we feeling? How we celebrating this one? From the 910, and Katie on the East Coast, she writes in. Actually, I say Katie. I don't know. It could be a male or female. But they write in. Hard to celebrate. Hard to breathe after almost blowing a 9-0 lead. John Sherman, please buy the Royals some pitching this offseason. That's Katie on the East Coast. Well, the previous caller mentioned J.J. Piccolo, who had one heck of a trade deadline, from the guy we're going to watch tomorrow in Cole Reagans to the guy we watch tonight in Nelson Velasquez. His first AB is a Royal. He takes a future Hall of Famer deep. Nelson Velasquez, kind enough to call us up after this 12-8 win. Nelson, welcome to Kansas City. If you're going to do that, man, we're going to start throwing parades for you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
So how did it feel? First AB as a Royal, you're facing Adam Wainwright, and you do that? You take him 411 feet to left center field. How good did that feel?
Man, it feels amazing, man. You know, first game as a Royal here with new teammate, new staff, you know. It really feels like a family in here. And, I mean, I just go there with a lot of confidence. And, man, it feels so good.
Take me through the trade. When you heard the news, what did you think? And how excited are you for the opportunity in Kansas City?
Man, so we was, I remember we was from Memphis. is like 10 hours away from Iowa. So I drove there with my girlfriend, and when we back that I get to Iowa, I was going to stay at the hotel. But there was no hotel because there was some junior Olympic or something like that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we was thinking like, hey, where are we going to stay? So hour later, they call me and they say, hey, we trade you to Kansas City. So go there, beat you. You will have a lot of opportunity over there. And then we just drive 2 hours at 10 p.m. to Omaha, and we got some place there to stay.
What'd you get to eat on the way? Where are you stopping when you're on a road trip? What's your fast food choice?
So I always let my girlfriend choose. So she picked some, McDonald's, something
nice.
Like that.
Nice. You're a smart man. Smart man, Nelson. Always listen to the girlfriend. Can't go wrong doing that. Final thing for you. What do you think of this clubhouse? How many of the guys do you know? What are your early impressions?
Man, I know so a couple guys that I play with. I mean, I play with Angel Melendez at the World Baseball Classic. I play with Messi, Paul Lee. New guys here that I get to know. I mean, you know, it's like a really young guys clubhouse, and I mean, so excited to be part of them, and you know, I'm very, very happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, man. Great debut. Can't wait to see you out there tomorrow night. Enjoy this one, and we'll see you for the finale.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. There he is, Nelson Velasquez, the Royals' 24-year-old big swinging outfielder. 2-for-4 tonight, first start as a Royal, and he takes Adam Wainwright deep. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. How are we celebrating this win? And let me know if I'm off base. Is tonight's 12-8 victory about more than just beating the Cardinals? Because if so, let me know what. Now, the coronation of Bobby Witt Jr. continues. The legacy of Salvador Perez continues to grow. Matt Duffy continues to be just a perfect teammate, a perfect example, a perfect role model. I'm trying to think of what else I can take from this game and read into from this game. You know, I'd love to love on Carlos Hernandez, but he comes in to face Nolan Arenado with two on and two out. Arenado ripped it down the third baseline. Matt Duffy just made a spectacular play. Now, pitching-wise, I mean, I give credit to Dylan Coleman for not panicking in the first inning, not leaving one over the middle of the dish and you know, getting destroyed. But I don't feel any differently about Dylan Coleman right now than I did before the game. I don't feel any differently about Nick Whitgren or Carlos Hernandez than I did before the game. You let me know, because to me, this one just boils down to Kansas City getting the best of St. Louis, and that's always nice. Speaking of Nick Whitgren, 8th straight scoreless appearance. The 32-year-old now has 9 innings over this scoreless stretch. 9 innings, 4 strikeouts, 2 hits, not a single walk. Isn't that amazing? 3 base runners total in his last 9 innings. Royals win 12-8. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, speaking of the Royals, I'll be in Chicago next week following the Royals Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right, well, don't screw it up.
Oh, I will not. Hopefully we get to sweep over those guys.
Yes.
It feels good. I'm going to be I hope we get the win tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I can't wait. Win, lose, draw, whatever. I appreciate it. To be honest, I want them to win. Of course, I'm cheering for them to win, and I appreciate the phone call. I'd be disingenuous if I dismiss the importance of the win, right? I'm the guy that sat here for months now imploring this organization to please, please don't allow Bobby or Michael, don't allow Vinny or MJ, don't allow those guys to become losers. Surround them with enough talent so this core doesn't suffer the same fate that the previous core fell victim to, where you begin to expect a loss, accept a loss, and understand why you lost. Can't let that happen. Cannot let that type of mindset permeate inside this clubhouse. I don't think it's there. I don't think that's anywhere near that clubhouse. So winning is important. Don't get me wrong. And my pleas to this organization for them to supply enough pitching and talent has more to do with the offseason. So I don't want to dismiss the importance of winning, because as we saw with Merrifield and Dozier and Lopez, losing can beat you down, sap your love of the game, and rip your heart out at times. So I understand the importance of the win, but I'm sorry, tomorrow's game is about Cole Reagans. If Cole Reagans comes out and does what he did last time and you lose, like you did last time, we're going to be partying on the postgame show. Because in my mind, I honestly don't know if there's a more important / intriguing member of this team more so than Cole Reagans moving forward. Drew Waters, Michael Massey would like a word, but Cole Reagans to me is the guy. Cole Reagans has a chance to completely alter the future of this franchise. And again, to go back to what Mike in North Kansas City brought up, J.J. Piccolo, man, I talked about it a few weeks ago. That was just a week ago, and I thought it was longer than that. The trade deadline was, what, 10 days ago? We look back at last year's trade deadline. 6 trades. I thought J.J. won 4 of them, lost 1. And then 1 is a no decision. I don't think the Whit Merrifield trade falls on his shoulders or at his feet. I think it's on the previous regime. So at last year's deadline, I think JJ went 4 for 5. That's an 80% clip. That's pretty good. This year at the deadline, you show me someone that did better than what they got for Aroldis Chapman. 2 months of a very good reliever. You got 4 years of a 25-year-old that may have it figured out. We'll see with Cole Reagans. Again, it's 3 starts. The guy's twice undergone Tommy John surgery. I'm not getting ahead of myself. But Cole Reagans has the ability to allow us to dream this offseason, to have some real hope this offseason. Not to mention Barlow, Quas. You saw what Velasquez did. You got him for Jose Quas. You got something for Nicky Lopez. The 21-year-old right-hander that you got for Scott Barlow spun 5 shutout innings last week. And then you go back to this offseason, the Chapman signing, the Yarbrough signing, the Jordan Lyle signing. Listen, I understand the Royals are 42 games below 500, careening towards the worst season in franchise history. I get it. I'm not saying we celebrate that. But you know what? It's the truth, man. Record be darned. J.J. Piccolo has a chance to come out of this season looking really, really good. Really good. If Drew Waters finishes the season strong, right, he's got about an 800 OPS since the All-Star break. If that holds up over these final 44 games, there's another guy you got in a trade. Drew Waters, Cole Reagans. You'll be feeling pretty good going into the offseason. Now, a could and if and buts, and yeah, there are very... there are a few names that could completely swing the pendulum one way or the other. Reagans, Massey, and Waters. If they can finish the season strong, suddenly this lineup looks a lot better than we thought going into the offseason. And the rotation isn't Brady, Jordan Lyles, and then tumbleweeds going by. Now, phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr. hitting .418 over his 13-game on-base streak. He's got an OPS near 1,300. Bobby tonight, 2-for-5 with a pair of runs scored and a 3-run home run. A no-doubter. 3-run blast in the second inning that ended the night of Adam Wainwright. Royals look to end this I-70 series on a high note. They'll look to win it tomorrow. Game 4 of the I-70 series comes your way at 6:10 tomorrow night, 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. How we celebrate in Kansas City, we hear from you after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Royals score 9 runs in the first 2 innings, and then St. Louis rattles off 6 unanswered. And you got a ball game. Final score, Royals 12, Cardinals 8. Royals have won 7 consecutive home games for the first time in 5 years. Let's go to you guys. 913-586-7610. How we celebrating this one? James in Excelsior Springs. You're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, James?
Vern, welcome to the city. Bring out the blue. I mean, Josh Sherman's Royals are starting to look like a cash cow. I was out there tonight, and I had the absolute pleasure, and it was intense. It was intense. Vern, we're starting to form a rotation. We're starting to form a start nine. We're about 2 or 3 free agent signings from contending in the AL Central. I mean, it's exciting times, and we're back, Vern. I believe we're back. And I think we have the right man at the helm, Q. And I think Piccolo, after that trade deadline, I mean, man, I think we're looking in great shape, man. What about you, Vern?
I love the optimism. I think that, James. Thanks for the phone call. I'm not seeing the makings of a rotation that you talk about. If I squint, sure, yeah, I can see the makings of a lineup. Again, this is why I think, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe James is very politely trying to tell me that I'm wrong. To me, the takeaway from this 12-8 Royals victory is, if you have a Cardinals fan in your life, shoot him a text, make fun of him. Talk trash. That's the takeaway. But that's my opinion, because to me, the stars of the night, the reason why you won, Bobby, Salvi, Michael Garcia, Matt Duffy, I was all in on those 4 coming into tonight. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia are by far the 2 biggest winners in this evaluation season. The first 2 that got a passing grade in the evaluation season. Salvi is making a case for Cooperstown, so obviously we knew about him. And, you know, Matt Duffy is just the perfect that guy on this team, right? The perfect veteran leader, a great mentality, great professionalism, and just a good ball player. Oh, a well-rounded ball player that fits in any clubhouse, in any lineup, on any team. Duffy, Garcia, Bobby, and Salvi. Tonight, those 4 combined to go 9-for-14, driving in 9 of the Royals' 12 runs, scoring 7 of the Royals' 12 runs. Those are the guys that led you to this win. Did you learn anything about those 4? I didn't. I'm happy for Velasquez. Kyle Isbell had a nice night. On base 3 times. Isbell hitting .272 since the start of July. Has an OPS of .743 since the start of July. With his glove, a .743 OPS, you can play in this game for a decade. Isbell also, four of his six stolen bases have come since the start of July. He's playing some good baseball. I mentioned Nelson Velasquez, MJ Melendez. MJ Melendez hitting .278 since the All-Star break. He's got a hit in 21 of the 25 games since the All-Star break, posting an OPS of .869. But to me, guys like Melendez and Isbell and Massey and Velasquez, I need to see it for the rest of the year. And shoot, Melendez, Velasquez, Isbell, I need to see you do it all of next year. I've said it before, I'm not trying to be a downer, but the only guys that can change my opinion of them down the stretch, Michael Massey and Drew Waters, Cole Reagans as well. But that's it. So I love the optimism, James, and this is just my opinion. But tonight's game didn't make me feel any different about the 2024 Royals or how close this organization is. What tonight's game did was remind me we only got 44 left. 44 games to evaluate. This front office only has 44 games. This ownership group only has 44 games left to answer this simple question. How far away are we? Can we compete in this god-awful division next year? And I'll say what I said earlier today on the On Deck Show. If the answer is no, if you don't expect to compete for the division next year, it's a mistake if you don't trade Salvi. It's a mistake if you don't trade Brady Singer. Let's go to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. How we celebrate in Kansas City? From the 913, Vern, we're celebrating the bats tonight. I agree. Celebrating the bats of Bobby and Salvi, Mike Hell, and Matt Duffy. That's what I'm doing, at least. Another one from the 913. Vern, we're still 40-plus games under .500. Relax. I never understand that. Do I sound like I'm getting hyperbolic and ahead of myself? No, I'm enjoying the fact that you beat up Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals. Nothing wrong with that. Spike in St. Joe. Spike, by the way, I was repping the hat today. Out at Craft and Draft. Spike writes in, Vern, do you think we have a new right fielder for next year, Nelson Velasquez? Not after one game, Spike, no. No, I'm still more intrigued by Drew Waters, but you know, Nelson Velasquez can put his name into the hat, can say, hey, Edward Olivares, you're no longer needed. That's what I'm watching Velasquez for. Can we get... Now, Edward Olivares tonight, 2-for-4, a double. A nice night, a terrific bat. He's always had a good bat. But I don't want Olivares as a DH. And I don't want him in the corner outfield. So I would really like to see Nelson Velasquez take his spot. A few more from the text line. Gabe in Independence says he... If I squint, sure, yeah, I can see the makings of a lineup. Again, this is why I think, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe James is very politely trying to tell me that I'm wrong. To me, the takeaway from this 12-8 Royals victory is, if you have a Cardinals fan in your life, shoot them a text, make fun of them. Talk trash. That's the takeaway. But that's my opinion, because to me, the stars of the night, the reason why you won, Bobby, Salvi, Michael Garcia, Matt Duffy, I was all in on those four coming into tonight. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia are by far the two biggest winners in this evaluation season. The first two that got a passing grade in the evaluation season. Salvi is making a case for Cooperstown, so obviously we knew about him. And, you know, Matt Duffy is just the perfect that guy on this team, right? The perfect veteran leader, a great mentality, great professionalism, and just a good ball player. A well-rounded ball player that fits in any clubhouse, in any lineup, on any team. Duffy, Garcia, Bobby, and Salvi. Tonight, those four combined to go 9-for-14, driving in 9 of the Royals' 12 runs, scoring 7 of the Royals' 12 runs. Those are the guys that led you to this win. Did you learn anything about those four? I didn't. I'm happy for Velasquez. Kyle Isbell had a nice night. On base 3 times. Isbell hitting .272 since the start of July. Has an OPS of .743 since the start of July. With his glove, a .743 OPS, you can play in this game for a decade. Isbell also, 4 of his 6 stolen bases have come since the start of July. He's playing some good baseball. I mentioned Nelson Velasquez, MJ Melendez. MJ Melendez hitting .278 since the All-Star break. He's got a hit in 21 of the 25 games since the All-Star break, posting an OPS of .869. But to me, guys like Melendez and Isbell and Massey and Velasquez, I need to see it for the rest of the year. And shoot, Melendez, Velasquez, Isbell, I need to see you do it all of next year. I've said it before, I'm not trying to be a downer, but the only guys that can change my opinion of them down the stretch, Michael Massey and Drew Waters, Cole Reagans as well. But that's it. So I love the optimism, James, and this is just my opinion. But no, tonight's game didn't make me feel any different about the 2024 Royals or how close this organization is. What tonight's game did was remind me we only got 44 left. 44 games to evaluate. This front office only has 44 games. This ownership group only has 44 games left to answer this simple question. How far away are we? Can we compete in this god-awful division next year? And I'll say what I said earlier today on the On Deck Show. If the answer is no, if you don't expect to compete for the division next year, it's a mistake if you don't trade Salvi. It's a mistake if you don't trade Brady Singer. Let's go to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. How we celebrate in Kansas City? From the 913, Vern, we're celebrating the bats tonight. I agree. Celebrating the bats of Bobby and Salvi, Mike Hell and Matt Duffy. That's what I'm doing, at least. Another one from the 913, Vern, we're still 40-plus games under .500. Relax. I never understand that. Do I sound like I'm getting hyperbolic and ahead of myself? No, I'm enjoying the fact that you beat up Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals. Nothing wrong with that. Spike in St. Joe. Spike, by the way, I was repping the hat today out at Craft and Draft. Spike writes in, Vern, do you think we have a new right fielder for next year, Nelson Velasquez? Not after one game, Spike, no. No, I'm still more intrigued by Drew Waters. But you know, Nelson Velasquez can put his name into the hat, can say, hey, Edward Olivares, you're no longer needed. That's what I'm watching Velasquez for. Can we get, now, Edward Olivares tonight, 2-for-4, a double, a nice night, a terrific bat. He's always had a good bat. But I don't want Olivares as a DH. And I don't want him in the corner outfield. So I would really like to see Nelson Velasquez take his spot. A few more from the text line. Gabe in Independence says he's going to come out to the game tomorrow. I'll be out at Craft and Draft beginning at 5 o'clock. He writes in, Vern, we're celebrating the Royals' offense, not the pitching. Especially not Angel Zerpa nor Jonathan Heasley. Now, I'm still a fan of Zerpa. I like him. This whole season's been strange. But that's kind of his MO, right? I mean, he's always seems like he's always banged up. He's only 23. Kid doesn't turn 24 for a few more months. So time is on his side. I'm still a fan. Kid's too stoic. Strike-throwing, stoic lefty. I'm going to hold out hope for Angel Zerpa. Mike in Blue Springs writes in, Vern, I really thought Zerpa had shown some promise last year and a little this year, but now questionable whether or not he's going to be any assistance as a starting pitcher for the future. Vern, I'm also starting to give a little bit of credence to Nick Whitgren being a decent 7-8 ninth inning guy going forward. He did pretty well in Omaha. Nice to see him settle in at the big league level. Yeah, Whitgren again, 32. He's a free agent at the end of this season. I got nothing bad to say about him. Again, the guy's 8 straight scoreless appearances. But Nick Whitgren's not... who knows? You know, I don't want to say what a guy can and cannot do. He's been very good. And sure, yeah, he's right next to Carlos Hernandez, probably your second best high leverage reliever right now. Now, good for him, bad for the team. When I celebrate Nick Whitgren, which he deserves, there are no thoughts of, what he could be in 2024. But that's just me, Mike. And like I said, I'm still a fan of Angel Zerpa. Let's give him a real spring training. Give him a real rev up to the season, or ramp up to the season, I should say. From the 918, Vern, yes, tonight is just about I-70 pride and sending all those arrogant Cardinals fans home taking an L. Vern will have plenty of time to talk about Massey and Waters and Prado and Reagans. We got plenty of time to talk about 2024. Tonight's about laughing at the Cardinals. That's what I thought. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, I'm sad for Adam Wainwright. Just nothing left in the tank. He is done. But Vern, if you want to get excited, look at our first 30 games next year. If we don't get two real good starting pitchers, it'll be over by Mother's Day again. I haven't looked at the schedule. And now you got me too afraid to look. I'm not doing that right now. Raj, regardless the first 30 games, if they don't get two good starting pitchers this offseason, it's maybe won't be as bad as it was this year, but yeah, next year's going to be a wash as well. It always comes back to pitching. You know that. 913-586-7610. John in Mission writes in, Vern, any win is welcome in whatever form at this point. We're 42 games under 500, but we do indeed have some pieces. Hopefully the boys can play spoiler against some teams that are fighting for something down the stretch. The Jameson just goes down a lot smoother when they find ways to win. John in Mission. John, I don't know, man. I really haven't had much Jameson since I left Milwaukee. But I don't know what it is about your text, but that thought's been bouncing around in my head a lot more. I appreciate you listening. I don't know if you work for Jameson, but you're doing well by him. Stefan writes in, Vern, please inform... Please inform James that a piccolo is a member of the Woodwind family, whereas a piccolo is a general manager and executive vice president for the Kansas City Royals. Just having fun, signed Stefan. Appreciate it. Michael Garcia, before leaving the game with a left upper body discomfort, whatever they're calling it, who knows? He went 2-for-2, extended his career high hitting streak to 15 games. Garcia, the 23-year-old, hitting .333 over the course of that 15-game hitting streak, which stands as the longest hit streak by a rookie in Royals history, matching what David DeJesus did in 2004 and what Mike Moustakas did back in 2011. Royals win tonight behind a strong effort from the top of the lineup. Garcia, Duffy, Bobby, Salvi, all of them either driving in multiple runs or scoring multiple runs. Royals take game 3 of this 4-game I-70 series here in 2023, and they look to take the I-70 series for the first time since 2016 when they meet up again tomorrow. A pair of lefties, Cole Reagans, and Steven Matz meet up. It's a 6:10 first pitch. I'll have the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft beginning at 5 o'clock. I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Royals for 6:10 Day at the K. So be listening tomorrow afternoon beginning at 5 o'clock. Thanks to Chris Unocero, Isaac Deere back in the studio. Appreciate all your help. We'll do it again tomorrow, Kansas City. Royals, Redbirds, at the K, 5 o'clock. Talk to you then. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.